You're listening to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, episode 130. Well, here we are. It is November 8th. Today is midterm elections here in the United States. And, well, let's just call it out. Thanksgiving is 2.5 weeks away. The end of the year is less than 60 days away. And right now, a lot of people think that it's not the right time for them to find a job. But the reality is, it's actually a perfect time for you to find a new job. It's not only possible, it's happening. I'm seeing it with friends of mine and clients of mine. In fact, the next few months are filled with great opportunities for you to level up or take a lateral and improve your professional trajectory through the end of this year and into 2023. But you have to know your value add. So in today's episode, you're going to learn how to do a better job at defining your value add so you can communicate it more clearly and specifically to anyone interested in learning more about you and what you do. Plus, I'm going to talk to you about creating content and why it may not be your best move right now. This is the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, and I'm your host, John Nerrell. I help mid-career professionals who feel stuck, undervalued, and underutilized show up to find a job they love or love the job they have using my proven four-step formula. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the last 2 months of interviews I provided for you. I had a lot of fun recording them, and I got to meet some fantastic guests and reconnect with some people as well. There will be more of that to come, but for the next few weeks, you and I are going to spend some time chatting. There's been a lot going on in the last couple of months, and before we get into today's topic, I want to let you in on what's been happening. 2022 has been an incredible year of growth for me and my business. And right now, I use this time of the year to actively plan my goals and milestones for the upcoming year. I am continually affirmed and validated that people need more help and support navigating their mid-career journey. Whether you're one of my one-on-one coaching clients who found me through this podcast or my private Facebook group called Your Mid-Career GPS, or through my website or on LinkedIn, I'm glad we've connected. And I look forward to learning more about you and helping you as your coach. And admittedly, people are concerned about inflation as well as food and job insecurity. I don't want to overlook that. It has not been an easy year. I recorded a podcast episode last week that will drop in February of 2023. Yes, I'm a planner. And we made reference to the pandemic starting almost 3 years ago. I've said it repeatedly, and you will hear me say it over and over again. You are responsible for your career. But being responsible doesn't mean you have to do it alone or wait for the shoe to drop. The more prepared you are and the better you are strategically positioned in the market, the better off you will be. Look, last Friday, Elon cut a lot of people's jobs over at Twitter. And if you've been following the news and hearing what's happening, it's an interesting air quotes around that word, to say the least. Now, my clients are currently interviewing and they're getting job offers. They're getting clear about where their career sweet spot is and how that aligns to what specifically they want to do right now. They know their value add. Over the next few weeks, you will hear more updates from me about what I have planned. But for now, I want you to stop making certain mistakes. One of the biggest detriments at mid-career, and I know this all too well from my own journey, is trying to be too perfect and pleasing everyone around you. And I hear this repeatedly from people who reach out to me each week wanting to connect or hire me as their coach. They ask questions like, how do I get out of my own way? How do I stop making mistakes? How do I get more focused on my career? When will I stop spinning my wheels? Many of you are tired of feeling stuck, undervalued, and underutilized in your jobs and careers. It's one of the reasons why you listen to this podcast. I know there are 5 mistakes mid-career professionals make over and over again, and I want you to stop making them. Imagine putting yourself and your career first and foremost in your mind and your actions so you can find the job you want and increase your overall career satisfaction. If you want to know exactly what these mistakes are and how to stop making them, check the show notes or the featured section on my LinkedIn profile to get my free guide, 5 Mistakes Mid-Career Professionals Make and Need to Stop Doing. All right, really quick, if you're wondering why I'm not directing you to my website, it's because right now I am doing a complete website overhaul and it's not ready yet. JohnNarrell.com is still active, but that new guide is not up there yet. And so because my website isn't fully transitioned, it doesn't mean I don't want you to have the guide. So check the show notes or check my profile on LinkedIn, and I'll have some more things to share with you in the upcoming weeks. So for today's topic, let's dig into more specifically, what is your value add? In previous episodes, I have shared with you about why I believe a unique professional value statement is vital to your career success. Your value statement is what clearly communicates who you help, what you help them do specifically, and it opens up a conversation as to why the work is important to you. Having a value statement that you can share with someone when you're networking or interviewing helps you build that know, like, and trust factor we all want. But I want you to think of your value add as a data point or metric you can share. Your value add increases your overall attractiveness or desirability to an employer and also to your current boss. And I want to offer that your value add has to make you stand out and must be something relatable or intriguing to your current boss or to your future boss. A lot of you who are listening to this might be getting prepared for end of the year performance appraisals or getting ready to start quarter one with a performance appraisal. You have to know your value add. Where do you make a difference? Where do you stand out? Where have you gone above and beyond and have gotten results? So I want you to think about these things. What have you done? Where have you taken on a certain project? You have stepped out of your comfort zone in some way and you've led an initiative. Maybe that particular project has saved time, saved money, brought in new revenue. And so when we think about data points, I want you to think about how much have you generated, saved, or improved? One of the first things that happened with my business in my very first year was I took time at the end of that calendar year to look back on all of the things I had done, the hundreds of emails I sent as part of my newsletter. In the beginning, I used to send out a lot. I don't do that anymore. But the fact that I was consistent every single week sending an email, the Facebook Lives that I used to do, the clients who I helped, the number of people who I networked with or connected with, the number of speaking engagements I had, those were all data metrics that I could look at. And for you, as someone who works 9 to 5, or you're a trade professional, or you have your own business, whatever that might be, I want you to think more clearly and deeply about what's your value add. What have you done? And where have you gotten results? Your value add might be something in project management or leadership. For some of you, it might be how many people you were able to retain in your organization and kept them there and increased morale in some way. When you think about your value add, we have to be careful that our value add are things that are tangible and they're not things that we throw out there as things that we know were important, but they're difficult to be measured. Here's what I mean by that. There are people who will say, well, you'll need to hire me because I'm a hard worker or I'm a good leader. And they will leave it at that without any context. If I'm a hiring manager at any company and I'm interviewing talent for a new position, I hope you're a hard worker. I hope you're a good leader. I hope you're a good communicator and you're organized. Can you imagine going into an interview when someone says, why should we hire you? And you say, well, I'm not the best organized person in the world, but I'm really great with people. No. So if you're going to say you're a hard worker, tell me why. Tell me how you have demonstrated that. If you're a good leader, I want to know what the results are of your leadership. And if you're listening to me right now and you are having trouble coming up with a value add, my friends, get one. Go to your boss. Think about a problem that needs to be solved in your organization and take the initiative to lead the charge in that project or that scope of work, whatever that may be for you, and be like, hey, I want to take that on. I want a project. I want to add some extra value here. Here's what I'm thinking. Do not go to your boss and say, I want more responsibility and leave it at that. Your boss is busy. Your boss is trying to get all the things done that they need to do. They do not need to solve the problem for what your value add is. Now, a good manager, and I believe this wholeheartedly, a good manager should be thinking of these things, but it may not be front and center on their radar given everything on their plate, which is why you need to manage up and help them. When you come with an idea for a value add and you present it clearly and cleanly, they can make a decision about whether or not that is an initiative. They can move up, maybe get some funding or resources for it, and let you take the lead on it. So if you don't have a value add, get one. When I started this episode, I made a comment to you about whether or not creating content is your best move right now. So when I talk about creating content, I am talking about posting or putting information out there on social media. You pick your platform of choice. But I'm just going to use LinkedIn as an example since that is our professional marketplace. When you think about creating content, if you're going to post something, what is the value add in that? Do you have original content? Are you sharing content from somebody else and offering your own thoughts or opinions about it? For a lot of the people I work with, creating content is a stressor. They're unsure how to do it. And I often tell them that, look, if you're not a business owner, if you are not a leader, you're actively public speaking, and if posting content is not something you enjoy doing, don't. It's not your best move. However, engage. Being an engaged and interactive member on LinkedIn is a huge value add. Here's how to do that. You come across a post that is particularly of interest because of your industry, your field, your zone of genius, your area of expertise. You can do one of two things. One, you could reshare that post with your own thoughts and turn it into your own post, obviously giving credit to the author of that post. But what I'll offer you here is engage in the comments and engaging in a way where you're adding to the conversation. A lot of times when people will post things such as, five great tips to help you plan the end of the year, or three things you must do to build an effective team. Pick one of those points out and comment about it. tag the author in your comments and say, I really liked point number two because, and give them a reason. Or ask a question back to the author. You will build your network. You will create greater engagement where people may add to that thread within the comments you started, or they will click the like, heart, support, celebrate button, and they'll engage by reacting with your post. And you can follow up with them later and pull them into your network if you think they might be a great networking connection for you. There's so many complicated algorithms that are out there on social media that unless you're a data analyst and statistician, it's not really worth knowing at that kind of complexity. But we do know that when you engage with other people's posts, the algorithm will reward you. You will pop up in people's feeds about possible connections or suggested connections. But when you think about your value add, maybe your value add here is just being a better connection on LinkedIn and finding ways to engage and support those people within your network who are posting or sharing. And it will also help give you some ideas about what you may want to post later on that day, later on that week, month, or even a year from now. You don't have to post to have a value add, but I will offer you that engagement is vital to you building a fantastic network on LinkedIn. So as we wrap up, what happens if you're actively looking for a job and you don't find one? This is a question that I get asked a lot. What happens if I apply for a job and I don't get one? What happens if in this recession, I don't get a new job? What am I going to do? As a coach, it's an opportunity for me to get really curious about someone's thoughts and what's going on in their brain about why failure is acceptable. Can you imagine saying to somebody, oh, I just got this new job at this great company. What happens if I screw it up? We could be worried about making a mistake, but how likely is it that that's going to happen? See, our brain wants to protect us from harm. Harm in this case is about being disappointed when it comes to not finding a new job. Is it a little tougher out there? For some. I would love to be able to tell you that you could go and apply for a job or leverage your network and you get a job within the next 72 hours. If that happens for you, congratulations. I am so happy for you. But it might not. Finding a new job, whether it be through applying through job boards or networking, is hard work. And so when you find yourself saying, what happens if I don't find a job in this economy? Or, I'm just going to take from now to the end of the year off because nobody finds a job during the holidays. I want to invite you to examine that thought and ask yourself, how true is that belief? How true is it with a capital T, meaning it is factual and evidence-based? Or how true is it with a small t, that it's maybe based upon a perception or a belief, a limiting belief or a fear that you have about not getting the results you want? Just because we're in November doesn't mean it's a bad time to get a job. It's a great time to get a job. Think about all those people who got laid off from Twitter last week. Some of them, I'm willing to bet, are pretty strong in their beliefs that they're going to find a job between now and the end of the year. Why can't you have that too? So as I wrap up, I want you to think about your value add. What is the value add that you bring to your current organization, your current team? And if you're looking to leverage your talents and expertise and take them elsewhere, what is your value add that you are bringing to that new company? What makes you different? How do you get to show up and use your genius better than anybody else? Because that's what you're going to be able to do. Your value add is a huge component of your worth and what it means for you to show up. So if this episode has resonated with you in some way, drop me a message on LinkedIn. You can find me there at John Nerrell, and or you can always email me at john@johnnerrell.com. And I promise you, I will respond. But let me know what your value add is. Let me know what your thoughts are about this particular episode. Don't forget to check the show notes for my new guide, 5 Mistakes Mid-Career Professionals Make and Need to Stop Doing. You can find it there either in the show notes or in the featured section on my LinkedIn profile. Soon it'll be up on my website. But until then, my friends, remember this. We build our mid-career GPS 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how we show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. And I'd appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review. Visit johnnerrell.com to download your free copy of the 55-minute Career Transition Jumpstart to help you start building your mid-career GPS. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social @JohnNerrell Coaching. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.